It's time to stop being such wimps in this country. Criticism to make fun of somebody is wrong. Laughing at an overweight person with your friends and saying something like, "Hey, somebody called Goodyear. I think we found one of their blimps." That's a sin. But to talk to this person and say, "Hey, bud, you need to diet and hit the gym. If you don't, you're going to get heart disease and diabetes and die young." This isn't wrong. In fact, it's the right thing to do. We're supposed to be our brother's keepers, in some ways. In the military, units form a brotherhood to push each other into being the best soldier they can possibly be. And this pushing involves constructive criticism. And that's the key word, constructive. It means for the purpose of building up. Making fun of somebody is for the purpose of tearing down. Even though what homosexuals are doing is wrong, making fun of them is equally wrong. But saying to them that what they are doing is a sin, and they need to repent to avoid the Lord's judgment, isn't wrong. In fact, for Christians, it's not only right to do this, but we are commanded by our God to do it. The prophet Ezekiel was told that if he spoke to a man about his sin, and the man did not repent, the prophet would not be held responsible for the man's life. But if the prophet failed to tell the man about God and repentance, and the man died lost, the prophet would be held accountable for the man's life. We as Christians are going to be held responsible for our inactions as much as rewarded for our actions. It's time to separate constructive criticism from non-constructive. It's time we as Christians make sure we avoid the sin of making fun of people while engaging those who are sinning in a loving, godly way. People in this country aren't as wimpy as we think. That might be one reason why Donald Trump was elected president. People aren't as PC as the left wing wants you to believe. In fact, when done properly, most people actually like criticism. It shows you are genuinely concerned for them. Jesus didn't coddle his disciples when they said or did something wrong. He called them on it. That's the only way anyone learns. Now, a few wimpy people might get their feelings hurt, but oh well. For the rest, it's time to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Because it's better for those who are lost to get a little heat on earth than a lot of heat in hell.